Well, COVID numbers have been going up in the state, and joining us this morning to discuss that is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, I just want to know, what is kind of the reaction on Beacon Hill to these seemingly rising COVID numbers?
Well, the biggest focus on Beacon Hill right now, Dan, is the upcoming budget. We had done a $16.3 billion budget to get us through the end of this month. We are meeting frequently and trying to figure out what is anticipated to be a $5 billion revenue shortage due to the COVID-19 crisis. We had unemployment at 17%. We had businesses shut down for a while, and we had postponed some meals taxes as well. We have been hoping that the federal government is going to do another stimulus package with some bailout money for states. And our main focus right now is to figure out what that monies look like and what revenue options we have to make sure that we are funding everything that we can at the highest level that we can.
Now, in terms of how the legislature actually conducts business, is that going to change, do you think, if these numbers go up? I mean, will we see social distancing, remote legislating, anything like that you see on the horizon?
Well, we've been actually voting remotely since about May, I think. We've been casting our votes via a conference call. It's actually the first time. We're the first legislature in the country to do so. It's the first time in over 400 years that the legislative body in Massachusetts has conducted business remotely. We have a conference line that's set up by division, and there are two sections in each division. So there are 8 conference lines, and you're able to call in your vote to your division leader on the floor.
Now, I wanted to ask you something, too, you spoke out in favor of, and that was a decision by Marshfield to go pretty much remote learning for some of their schools.
Yes, I was on WBZ on Thursday night speaking with Tiffany Chan, and as I have been saying from the very beginning, what we need on the federal level and on the state level is consistency, and the Marshfield school closure was not due to it being spread at school, but it was due to a youth hockey event that happened at the Bavis hockey rink. Our superintendent, Jeff Granatino, our school committee members, we work very closely with our town administrator and others to do the best that we can with the guidance that we have. But if we have high school sports closed, schools, going half remote, and businesses are shut down, we also shouldn't be having youth sports events where the virus is being spread. So what we need is consistent guidance. And you and I have spoken about my call to the education commissioner on the state level for consistent guidance across school districts. And because we haven't had consistency on the federal level, it's why the virus has spread so quickly and we haven't been able to get it under control.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
And thank you so much for having me.